sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Things, let's be honest.
So last week, we meet not Carol. We find out she's moving. She's got a great job in another city. Problem is, she got a boyfriend here, and she hasn't really told him yet.
How much time do you have before you move from right now, from today?
From today, like
tomorrow.
She goes, actually, the U-Haul is on the way.
If he comes over and sees boxes,
that'd be sad.
Like, yeah, you have to let him know. Yeah,
sad. Yeah, I've been trying to keep the suitcases packed in a closet.
Okay,
so we welcome her back now for an update. Not Carol. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are things with you?
Interesting.
Okay. I mean, it's been days and days since we last talked to you. And
days and days and days.
Uh-huh. So, you know, we just kind of refreshed everybody on your saga and what's going down. So you say lots has happened. So what has happened?
So you guys had some interesting things to say, like about, you know, you and your wife being married, I think, 9 years now. And yeah, and it kind of stuck with me. And so when I did talk to the guy that I was dating, I did go in with an open mind, and I did say, I was nice about it, but I said, you know, I got this opportunity, I'm going to go. And I was surprised. He just kind of was like, I think that there's something special here, and I don't think that we should just let it go that easily.
Really?
Huh. Ooh.
He did the, okay. I mean, this is like straight out of The Notebook or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, and he wasn't, like, too over the top with it, but he's like, I feel like it would just be silly to just walk away and just not know. He's like, Maybe there's nothing. Maybe it won't go anywhere. But he's like, I don't feel this way often. The fact that I feel something, that it might be worth trying.
Huh. And, even after a month, he felt that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, I do think he's a great guy. And I do care about him. Mm-hmm. So I kind of laid it out, like I said to you guys, as long as it's not on me and I'm not a jerk, if it doesn't work out and if he wants to come there and try it and, you know, find his place, you know.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to go that way.
I would not have put my money on that outcome.
I know.
No. But, I mean, that's cool, I think. Because
right? You
never know. And I guess he at least sounds like he's saying all the right realistic things.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And if he didn't mean them, there's no reason to say them.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It, that was an easy out. You know, we both could have parted ways and it could have been amicable, but it was, you know what? Why not? And that's kind of what I thought of after I talked to him.
It's like,
you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And, you know, and so maybe just take a shot.
And I felt like even if it didn't work out, you'd be in the same place of not being with this guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you still have that opportunity.
So how do you feel when he says this to you? Do you feel good? Is there a level of pressure there? I mean, what's going through your mind?
No, you know, I said what I had to say for me. And I know I'm doing the right thing by him. I'm not setting something up for somebody that's, you know, putting him in a bad position. It's his choice. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
And so, no, I'm trying to, although I care and it would be sad and I would feel bad for him, I'm trying not to go there because I'll take care of myself and he could take care of himself.
I love it. I think this could be a great story.
I know.
That comes out of a ridiculous segment on the radio. Please.
Well, we're rooting for you.
And you know what? I joke about it, but at the same time, you think about it, if having that conversation and saying what I said and sharing what I said changes an entire life and changes it for the better, that's pretty freaking awesome right there.
He's like, I take that credit for your relationship.
That's right. And, you know, I'm not going to be so bold as to say your firstborn child has to be named Zach, but middle name you could at least consider.
Flip it in there.
We'll talk if we get there.
Definitely keep us posted. I mean, I know you're leaving the area, but you can never fully leave us because you can always stream online. You can always hit us up on the podcast, and you're leaving behind an audience that wants to know more.
They do.
They want to know your business.
I'm going to miss you guys, but I'll be back to visit, and definitely I will still be in touch with you guys via those other ways.
I told you, don't have to miss us. We'll still be there every morning.
Uh-huh.
Buy a stinking Amazon speaker, and it'll show up right on there.
So. You're not leaving us.
We are
coming with you, actually.
I tell you what, we're going to move, too.
Yeah.
That's right. You give us your address. We're going to move in downstairs. You can't get rid of us.
Now I get your angle.
That's right. Really appreciate you sharing everything with us, and best of luck with everything. Keep us posted.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it, guys.